Hey there, welcome back to Reddit Drama, where we dive into Reddit's craziest and funniest stories. You ever have one of those days at work where everything goes so sideways that it ends up being the perfect moment for a career shift? Well, this week's trending post is all about one person's completely justified meltdown over an obnoxious coffee request and how it led to the most satisfying escape ever. Let's dive into it. Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, I gotta write that down, but only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods, capture podcast highlights anytime, anywhere. So, OP worked at a building management company in downtown Minneapolis. This was back in the day before everything was digital, so they were manually handling thousands of files related to parking spot rentals. Pretty intense stuff, right? And to make things even more interesting, OP worked for a boss named Frank, who was one of those nice when he's nice, horrible when he's not kinds of guys. Think classic narcissist vibes, but without any charm to balance it out. One day, not long after OP returned from lunch, Frank was apparently feeling extra thirsty for coffee. He picks up his mug, taps it on his desk, and calls out, "Tori, coffee!" Now OP, being a good employee, is already carrying a huge load of files, like 2 feet of them, and replies, "I'll be right with you, Frank." But Frank, of course, wasn't having it. Instead of letting OP handle the paperwork, he taps again, louder this time. "Tori, coffee!" At this point, OP is getting a little irritated, but tries to keep it together. So they walk back to his office, showing Frank the massive stack of files they're holding, and repeats, "I'll be right with you, Frank." But Frank isn't having any of it. He slams his hands on the desk and yells, "Tori! Coffee! Now!" Now, OP is absolutely done. They snap. In one swift motion, they drop the 300 folders they're holding all over the floor, papers flying everywhere, and walk straight to the coffee station. With the most polite smile, they fill Frank's cup with a whole half cup of sugar. Because why not, right? Then march it back to his office, slamming it down on his desk. And get this. The coffee spills all over Frank's appointment calendar, his white shirt, blue tie, and even his leather chair. Absolute perfection. But OP's not done. While Frank is sputtering and wiping coffee off himself, OP coolly walks back to their desk, makes a phone call, and accepts a new job they'd been considering. Less than 30 minutes later, OP was working for the new company. Fast forward a few months, OP runs into a former coworker who lets them know that Frank had already gone through 4 other people in the position since OP left. Apparently, no one wants to get coffee for a jerk anymore. Shocking, right? Sometimes the smallest things, like a cup of coffee, can turn into the final straw. And for OP, that cup was a catalyst for change. They went from office drama to a new job in 22 minutes. So if you're ever in a situation where your boss is treating you like a servant, just remember, there are always better opportunities out there. And maybe, just maybe, a little bit of sweet coffee is all you need to make your exit. Okay, our next story is also about coffee. So picture this. You're enjoying a nice, cozy Thanksgiving dinner with your family. Pie's out, everyone's happy, and then suddenly, boom, you're being called out to work as a barista in your own home. Sound familiar? This week's trending post is all about a former Starbucks barista who found themselves in the middle of a family disagreement after their mom decided Thanksgiving dessert would be Starbucks drinks made by her. But here's the twist. The barista? Not having it. Opay, a 28-year-old woman, had worked at Starbucks for a little over 2 years, and since then, her family had been loving the idea of her making their favorite drinks for them. Now, OP didn't mind doing this every now and then, but she was quick to point out that it wasn't exactly her favorite thing. After all, it's not like she had all the equipment or ingredients that Starbucks had on hand. Still, she'd whip up a drink here and there to make the family happy. But this year, Thanksgiving went off the rails. After everyone had finished dinner, OP's mom casually dropped the bombshell. "All right, everyone, OP will be making Starbucks drinks for dessert." Now, imagine being in OP's shoes. You've just eaten a massive meal, you're full, you're comfortable, and suddenly you're being asked to become a human espresso machine for the next hour or two. OP was blindsided. Her mom had even gone so far as to buy syrups, whipped cream, and a little espresso machine just for this event. Like, talk about high expectations, right? So OP tried to put her foot down and politely said she didn't really feel like making drinks for 15 plus people. She probably thought this would be a simple request that would be brushed off, but instead, her mom got super annoyed. She fired back with, "It's not that hard for you. You used to do this all the time at work." A few of OP's cousins also chimed in, saying how fun it would be and that they'd even help out. But OP wasn't having it. She didn't come to Thanksgiving to work. She came to relax and enjoy herself. She wanted to just be part of the celebration, not to turn into a barista for the whole family. So she stood her ground. Cue family drama. Her mom got upset, saying OP embarrassed her in front of everyone. Some of the family thought OP was being selfish and that it wouldn't have taken too long to make the drinks, but OP wasn't buying it. She was clear she wanted to enjoy the holiday, not work for it. And honestly, I get it. OP had already worked her fair share of Starbucks shifts, and this was supposed to be a day of not working, right? So was OP in the wrong here? Well, let's be real. It's one thing if someone asks you for a favor, but it's a whole different story when it's expected, especially on a holiday like Thanksgiving. OP wanted to relax, and her family wasn't really respecting that boundary. What do you think? Should she have stepped up and played barista for the family, or did she have every right to enjoy her holiday in peace? Let us know your thoughts. All right, today's last story is all about how a job went from meh to hell no in just one Black Friday shift. Imagine being a head cashier trying to do the right thing, and then your supervisors make you follow the rules so strictly that everything falls apart. It's a classic case of you can't win for losing, and this Reddit post is today's trending story. So, OP works as a head cashier at Home Depot, right? Their store recently remodeled the front end with all these new self-checkout registers, or SCOs, which, by the way, are supposed to be assisted. That means OP and their team are still supposed to help people, but here's the kicker. They're also supposed to push credit card apps like it's their job, and, well, it is. But last week, things got even more ridiculous. OP's supervisor told them that head cashiers like OP needed to stay on a register the whole time. No exceptions. Even if they had to skip breaks, even if they weren't allowed to check the schedule for breaks or send cashiers home. Nope. Not allowed to do anything except ring people up. I mean, they're working in a store with 6 open registers and all of them are self-checkout stations, so there's a lot of chaos. Anyway, OP was fed up. I mean, they had to prioritize their cashier's well-being, but they weren't allowed to send them on breaks on time or check if anyone needed to go home. It was just insane. Fast forward to Black Friday. Managers everywhere lurking, watching every move OP made. Here's where things get spicy. OP mentions to their supervisor that if they're supposed to stay on a register at all times, they won't be able to keep track of breaks or direct the line. The supervisor tells OP, "Figure it out." So OP did. They figured they'd let the bosses run the show and just do exactly what they told them to do. OP stayed on the register, only leaving when someone needed help or they had to use the bathroom. Here's where it all starts falling apart. OP was working their butt off, barely getting a break, and guess what? Their lunch ended up being 2 hours late. Yeah. And OP didn't even complain about it right away. After an hour and a half, they finally mentioned it, but at this point, OP was already so over it. Then one of OP's cashiers came back from the bathroom, and they realized his 15-minute break was almost an hour late. We're talking 45 minutes. OP told him to go ahead and take the break, but of course, they weren't allowed to schedule or keep track of things, so it was a mess. After lunch, OP came back and found out one of the full-time cashiers had been forgotten on a normal register and was now building overtime. If OP had been there, they would have caught it. But nope. OP was 2 hours late for lunch. Then, OP got sent to cover a lunch for someone in the garden section. And guess what? Their lunch was over half an hour late, too. Just as OP was getting back inside, another cashier called because his break was now 45 minutes late. I mean, seriously, how do you screw this up so badly? So, what did OP do? They put their 2 weeks in. Yeah, after a miserable Black Friday shift, OP was like, you know what? I'm out. OP just couldn't deal with the mess anymore. It's one thing to follow the rules, but it's another thing entirely when the rules are clearly designed to make things harder, not easier. But here's the kicker. OP didn't get any more credit card apps pushed. Same amount as last week. It's not about staying on a register, it's about how you ask customers, and the managers were too busy micromanaging to see that. So yeah, that's how OP went from head cashier to former employee of Home Depot. OP doesn't regret it. Honestly, they're happy to be leaving the chaos behind, but OP feels bad for the cashier still stuck in the system. Because if things keep going this way, they're going to keep getting buried in tasks, and nothing's going to change unless someone higher up wakes up. Remember, if your boss is making you follow the rules but the store is falling apart, sometimes it's okay to just let them run the show. And then walk out. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next time with another story that'll have you shaking your head or cracking up.